A letter from the organization. How amusing. They want to see me for what happened in Wells Manor. Interesting. Didn't know they have to be involved in things like this. But here we go. Charles, send back a message. You know what to say. Thank you. That will be all for now. You can leave. But you, my dear, you look like you have seen a ghost. Don't look at me like this, little Pat. I am doing just fine. The only reason I am in bed right now, because otherwise Charles will yell at me. And I don't want that. Yes, I am. That's more of the reason to dislike confrontation. The more attention I draw to myself, the more chance there is that my secret will get out. Over the long period of time I was alive, I learned how to control myself as a vampire. That's all. Besides, Charles is stronger than you would think. He can take on a vampire and win. Maybe not me, but still. Don't let his looks fool you. That man is no ordinary person. A vampire? No. He is something completely different. But he has been with me for a long, long time. Even I know not to make him angry. Dad, it is an organization meant to keep vampires at bay. Not hunters, but somewhere in between danger to us and not. They have a very strong ally. Even I know to keep my distance from that one. But other than that, if you leave them alone, then they'll leave you alone. Because she blew up half my estate, damaged my property, not to mention I lost people who worked for me, and injured a lot more. Also, I killed all her minions and burned down her manor. It's only fair, I suppose. She started it. I finished it. To me, it looks like her actions had consequences. That is all. So yeah, I will need to have a hearing and will have my servants with me. Unfortunately. Her side won't be able to attend to, but they can see the damage she did any time. Rebuilding the house will take me a while, especially since I want to restore it how it was before. So yes, that will certainly be fun, that's for sure. No. They have heart, and more importantly, brain. They will know who provoked this. And let's just say, Val and I have a history of not getting along. But until now, she didn't act like this. Wonder what broke her this time. Oh, I bet she was talking. If you want, you can tell me. The party? Is that Maura really snapped because of that? Wow, modern age did make her soft. And she thought, I am the one. And she proceeds to blow up my house. What a joke. You? I don't think they will want to see you, but it is a possibility. I just want you to be aware of that, that's all. Just answer truthfully if you are summoned, and you will be fine. It is a bit serious, yes, but I wasn't the one who started it. And if my information is correct, she have been wreaking havoc for a while now. Some just can't handle eternity, it seems like. Yes, if you are peaceful, you can live for a long, long time. But then, you need to be prepared. Well, take you for an example. I am truly and fully prepared that one day you will leave this realm. You are not the first one and certainly won't be the last either. I saw many people come and go for one reason or the other. It doesn't mean they will get easier by time, especially if your memory is good. I remember important humans throughout my life I had to say goodbye to, and one day, it will be your turn. Go on, I'm listening. Well, I do have an estate to build, don't I? And I also have a couple of business to keep an eye on, so just checking if everything is in order and all that. But if you want to talk, don't mind me, I am listening as always. Multitasking is a useful ability, I must say. What do you want me to tell you about what happened? My side? There's nothing interesting other than I wanted to get you back. Fine. Yes. I did sustain serious injuries. The reason why I wasn't really able to walk after I saved you is because I myself got a loads of injuries and, ironically, lost a loads of blood, actually, that I needed to replenish. But that is all sorted now. How? Do you really want to know how? I am a predator, don't forget. I get my strength back by consuming blood. This time I needed a lot. So, I'm pretty sure you can put two and two together yourself. Just think about how I looked after I killed the guy who poisoned me. Does that answer your question, my dear? Charles helped. He has been a huge help, I must say. Besides, I have incredibly quick healing powers. You technically cannot kill me, no matter how hard you try. Does that suffice an answer? Then how? Like I said, I lost a lot of blood. The vampires who worked for me and fought to keep the estate at least a little impact, being injured, I gave them blood. There's a loads of them, and by me healing them, my power had been majorly decreased. That's why I was weaker than usual. Is that answer satisfactory for you, my dear? You went quiet. What is on your mind? Silent. Interesting. Did well get in your head, my dear? Here, have this. It will help you clear your mind. Don't worry, I'm drinking exactly the same thing. So, I haven't put anything in it. It will calm you down. Now, I know you had a rough couple of days while you have been with Val and recovering too. The little bitch deserved what she got for what she's done to you, let's just say that, but for me, you are not, let's say, tainted. If that makes you feel a bit better. However, I do know she can get into people's head. That's her ability to a certain extent. Especially if you're weaker than usual. That is exactly what she did, I suppose. No, I don't know the details on everything what she did, and I apologize for not coming to your aid earlier. I had to fight off loads of her minions, tie all loose end, if you will. No, no one is less from her manor, nor the ones who try to run away, so... What do you want to tell me? No, I only want you to tell me what you want. Why would I? The experience is traumatic enough for you without me forcing you to talk about it again. Unless you want to. I am not a monster after all. Well, technically I am, but I don't act like it unless I have to. And you, my dear, I believe you will find comfort in knowing that you can be... Oh, you want to talk? Well, go on, my dear. I will listen. I see. She did get into your head. Well, no wonder. Let's see. The answer to your question is, I wanted to save you faster. But you have to understand, you were hidden. Technically, I went after your scent, like a bloodhound. I know she hid you in her manor, but not the exact location. As soon as I knew where you were, I came to your aid as fast as possible. I just had to make someone talk, one way or another. If you know what I mean. Now the next one, why exactly are you important to me? I must say, it's a tricky question. You are aware of the degree of our relationship, don't you? I am a hunter, and you are my prey. With that, you know what comes with being around me. If the things I have done for you isn't enough for you, answer me then. What exactly is love? In a biochemical way that is no different from eating a bunch of chocolate. Ah, the deeds. Exactly. That's what makes it different. Then tell me, what was all those things I done for you? Would that count as those deeds you mentioned or not? If you want me to say I love you, then I am sorry. You will not hear it. You are in enough danger with simply being my pet. Imagine if you would become my lover. If you want to hear me say that I love you, then you desperately need something from me I cannot give you at all. What I can give you is protection from other vampires and pretty much the whole world in exchange for your blood. So, with this, my dear, let me just... Here. I will give you a choice. A choice I gave you all that time ago. No, I will not put it on for you. I want you to put the collar on. Yourself. A punishment? For what? No, while getting into your head is not what I would punish you for. She knew exactly what she was doing, and I can't blame you for falling for her techniques. She was one of the worst who could get you because of that power she possessed. Her talent, if you wish. She knows exactly what to say to make one disoriented or question certain things or people in their life. I would not punish you for that, nor my mistake for letting you out of my sight. Your punishment will come because you told me to shut up. Disobedient little pets need to be taken care of, I suppose. Now, back to what I was saying with the collar. I give you a choice. If you can accept the care I want to give you in my way, you can call it whatever you like, I don't mind. But love, that's not a word you're going to hear from me, my dear. If the things I do for you doesn't say whatever you want to hear from me, then leave the collar on the table. The choice that I cannot give you. In exchange for your blood, I will give you everything you want, whenever you want it. But you need to get on your knees and put the collar on, and tell me you are mine. With that, you will be an obedient little pet for me. You show me total submission, and only me. You will do as I say, and I will keep you safe in exchange for your blood and your total submission. Your other choice is that you give the collar to me. No, I can assure you there will be no consequences at all, other than we will not see each other anymore. You can walk out of that door into your old life and forget that I ever existed, and I will leave you alone. I even get Charles to drop you off if you would want me to. This much I can do for you for the last time. This is your two choice. Yes, I already gave you this, but over the period of time that we were together, you constantly questioning why I do things for you. And not just that, I feel sometimes you don't trust me. So, after all this time, I decided that I will give you this choice again. For the last time, after this, I want total full submission from you, my dear. Well, what about her? No, why would I kill you? What would be the point to that? Even if you tell someone that I am a vampire, who would believe you, There's no point killing you. I know she got in your head, but come on. You're smarter than this, my dear. No, the only thing will happen to you is that I will say goodbye to you and never bother you again. That is all. I even kept your old residence just in case, so you can get back to your life and carry on like nothing happened here. We will not meet ever again. However, if you stay, I will give you everything I did before. Maybe even more since you've been hurt. I can still see her bite mark, my poor little pet. So, what do you say, my dear? If you need time, that is okay too. I'm a patient woman. So just take your time. Why? Because it's entertaining to see all the expressions you make when I do something you didn't expect. Having you here is comfortable, I must say. I don't need to hunt at all. I can just get what I want here. But you're also fun to have around. I grew fond of you being around me, not going to lie. You walking around the estate is nice, I must say. Do you have a condition for me to make you stay, other than what we have already discussed? Anything? There's a couple of things I won't do or say, but other than those, you can have one condition. Nothing. Interesting. So you made your decision, did you, my dear? Very well. Come here. Now, what is your decision? What is your plan? I see you have chosen. Lovely. You're such a good little pet. Now, come a bit closer. I promise, I will keep you safe and sound. Nobody will be able to touch a single hair on your body other than me. But from you, I want total obedience, like what you just did right now. I want you to follow my orders all times, and I will make sure you are the happiest person alive. Anything you want, my dear little pet. That's a good little pet. Now what to do with you, my obedient little pet? Well, I still have something to say about you scolding me when you were carrying me. Didn't I tell you that you will be punished for your sass? My dear. Oh, but I did, didn't I? It's cute when you struggle, I must say. Now, I will make sure you know your place, little pet. Now then, shall we play?